You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So how beneficial is one-on-one coaching? When do you know it's time to hire a coach? So there's a few factors to this. And I'll give you one example. So if you're in action, then it's a really simple deal for you, right? If you're in action, then you look for people who have done the things that you would love to do, and you can get their course. But see, I see one-on-one coaching as faster. Like I want to get there faster. That's what coaching is for me. Coaching for me, because I'm in action. I'm crazy, right? So because I'm in action, I'm looking to cut my time. Like how do I reduce my time? And there have been coaches that have given me insights of things that I don't know that I ever would have figured out. Seriously. But let me give you one example. So and I've just learned, and this is something that most of you can't do this, but you know, and Deborah is saying can't afford it. Yeah, absolutely. I got it. I have learned that I don't want to go through courses. I would rather spend 10 times more money and hire the person. And I remember one of the first times I had this breakthrough is I bought a course from my good friend Mark Hoverson, who passed away about 6-7 months ago, something like that. And so I buy this course from him because I met him in Austin. He was pitching some course. I bought his course. I get 20 minutes into it. I stop it and I'm like, damn, this guy's smart. And I'm like, I'm going to hire this guy. And so I call a couple buddies. I finally get his number and I'm like, hey, I want to hire you for 4 hours. These are the 4 topics. How much? And I just want to get there like fast. So the benefit of that is, so you have, you have a book. I guess I'm answering this longer than I planned on, but you have a book or you have, you know, a course, right? And these are videos, by the way. And so you have a book or course, and these are static collections of information. Now they may be very helpful, right? They may be awesome. They may be amazing, but a lot of times you'll find that, you know what, man, this is really helpful, but man, I really wonder about these questions right here. Okay. So maybe it helps you and you invest time. So you got to invest a couple hours or whatever, or you got to invest, you know, maybe it's 10 hours, 20 hours or whatever. Okay. So knowing that you can only do what you can do based on your income, right? I mean, you can't, you know, coaching is always going to be more expensive than a course or a book. So I look to, and this is what successful people do. Non-successful people, they elapse time. So they'll say things like, man, I really got to crush this end of month, but oh, man, the new Captain Marvel's out. I'll get to it tomorrow. Right, and I'm a big Marvel fan, guys. I'm not bashing Marvel. Don't you dare take that tone with me. All right. So normal people elapse time because they got plenty of time. What's the rush? Right. So they'll go through courses. They'll elapse time. Successful people, they collapse time. They're looking to, how do I make this shorter? How do I get there fastest? How do I get to where I want to go? So this is the reason that actually next week I meet with Grant Cardone and I hired him. this will crack some of you up. Now I would not recommend this. You know, if you just had the money, I wouldn't recommend it unless you're a psychotic implementer. I'm a psychotic implementer. Okay. So Grant, and I don't mind sharing this stuff. I think some gurus, they like, you know, they want to hide this stuff from you because they want you to think they're all knowing and like, oh, I know everything. No one taught me a darn thing, right? And so I hired Grant for $100,000. And here's the crazy part of that. That's for 6 hours, right? So I think, I don't know, where's my math peeps, but what is it, like 16 G's an hour or something like that, right? Why would any human pay any other human that kind of money for coaching, right? It makes no damn sense. Well, you pay that much because it's just math. See, most people would look at this and say, dude, you could have got a car, you could have got this, you could have got that, you could have got some other thing that would never appreciate in value, that would never actually add more than $100,000 to your bottom line. To me, it's just math. If I in 6 hours can't squeeze strategies of making more than $100,000, what the hell's wrong with me? He's got a 10 times larger business. If I can't turn this into at least, I mean, let's say I'm a knucklehead. If I can't turn this into $250,000, if that's the least I could do, then I'm a knucklehead, right? A knucklehead will convert 2.5%, right? 2.5 times. So if I'm investing $100,000 and I'm a knucklehead and I only implement some of his strategies, it will turn into $250,000. Now, my expectations on me, not him, he can't do the sit-ups for me. He can't lift the weights. He can't do the push-ups. I can't hire a trainer and say, hey, man, I'm going to need you to do 1,000 sit-ups for me today. He's going to give me advice from his 10 times larger business, and I'm either going to take it or I'm not. So I expect, not from him, from me. I expect this. If I can't turn that into $10 million, what's up, right? Like, what's up? If I can't turn $100,000, right, 6 hours, if I can't turn this investment into $10 million over the course of 2 years, 3 years, whatever, right, maybe even 1 year, who knows? If I can't turn this into that, then what's up? Okay, what's up? And that's what people don't understand. See, people that struggle, they know the cost of everything. They know how much everything costs. But Ray, that course, $500. Ooh, geez. Oh, humana, right? People who struggle know the cost of everything. They know the value of nothing. Okay? You get that? You understand that? So if I'm a knucklehead and I just 2.5 times my investment, if I'm a total knucklehead and I turn $100,000 to $250,000, I'm like, man, I'm not very coachable. Man, I'm kind of a knucklehead, aren't I? Right? And so if I turn $100,000 to $250,000, let me ask you this. Where can you do that? Where can you take, where's my crypto guys? My crypto, right? Well, maybe. But this isn't a roll of the dice. This isn't I'm pretty sure it's going to win for me. Yes. Okay. This isn't a roll of the dice. I've done this over and over. Now, not necessarily at 100,000, but I've invested with probably 5 different people now, at least 50,000. And every single time, I'll tell you, one of my, I had a coach that, let me think on this. I'll give you some actual numbers because this is forecasting. This is what I think, right? If I'm a knucklehead, 250,000, so only 2.5 times because I'm a knucklehead, right? I don't know how many times I'm going to say that and you guys keep, stick around, right? I'll tell you this right now. So I remember when I hired Hoverson, and that was 2000, probably 11 would be my guess. So 2011, I hired Hoverson and I paid him. Now, he didn't normally do hourly coaching like that. So I got a total steal. I got a total steal, man. And so I paid him 4 hours and it was like $1,600. Now that is not his normal like rate or anything like that. And again, he's no longer with us, but I paid him that. I launched a course not that long after that, that made me like $120,000. And I used like, I squeezed probably 50% of how I made that money came from his training. So $1,600, who would trade for that? But see, most people would say $1,600, geez, ouch, okay? So I've talked about too long, I think. I don't, you know, people are weird with money. So like they're like, it's magic accounting, right? And so I've so far only talked about people who are in action. What if you're not in action? What if you're like, I just need someone to get me motivated, bro? Well, you have to hire a different type of coach, okay? So I don't coach people not in action. If someone's not in action, I know that my price is too high for them. It's just too high. Now, I've had people that had the money, could have hired me, and when I find out that they're wanting me to motivate them, we don't allow it. That's not who I coach. Because if at the price that we charge, which is a ridiculous price, if you're someone not in action, then my price makes no damn sense. I mean, it would be like, you know what? I'd kind of like to learn about the brain a little bit. That'd be neat to learn brain. And so I go and I find the number one neurosurgeon in the world. And I say, hey, I'd like to know a little bit about the brain. How much for you? $10,000 an hour. Okay. What can I do? What can I do with that information? I'd be like, oh, okay, hippocampus. Your mama got medulla oblongata, right? Like, what am I going to do with that information? What am I going to do? You know, it'd be like me hiring a Harvard MBA for Sabrina Bear, right? My 3-year-old daughter wants to run a lemonade stand, so I hired a Harvard MBA. Go ahead. All right, you got your P&L sheet. You got the... Makes no sense. It makes no sense. So you have to look at a different kind of coaching. You got to look at something that's going to keep you accountable. You got to look at something where you're going to have like weekly checkups. So you're going to be able to get on a session, right? So we created the our 100K inner circle. And that is for people who want to hit 100K, right? Who aren't there yet. And they do things I do not. I don't do the things that they do. So you have one-on-one weekly sessions. And just by having a weekly session, you don't want to report in and say, I didn't do anything again. Still not in action. Still not doing anything. Right? You want to report in and say, yeah, I prospected this many people. I did this many lives. I did this and that. So they have weekly sessions. They have a private group. They got all these different things to help you get into action. And if you hit the 100K plus, then you may look at some of our other coaching. But the people that throw money at the problem, okay? See, I wasn't throwing money at the problem when I invested with Grant. I was throwing money with a proven solution, right? He has a much larger business. I want to impact more people. He has clearly done that, had 30,000 people at his last event. And so like I want to learn the things that he knows so that I scale my business up and impact more people. So that's not me throwing money at the problem, but some people will hire a coach, spend a lot of money, they're not in action, and it's like trying to buy my personal trainer to do my sit-ups for me. You still have to do the sit-ups. I'll sit in those 6 hours with Grant. I still got to work. He's not doing the work for me. You think he's going to call one person? You think he's going to do one video? You think he's going to do anything? No, he's going to say, Ray Higdon, this is what I would suggest. Go do this, this, and this. And I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to go do this, this, and this. So I still got to implement. So I went too long on that, I feel, but I hope that was helpful to you.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.